This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. The warrior with you. Relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Welcome to the Wayne on the Root Show, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Only show of its kind. No script, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. Ass kicker, not an ass kisser like the Rhino Republicans. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day. We prepare for war. We get you prepared to fight the war out there. By the way, this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, in Las Vegas, KBET. Ed Stoltz, the owner, the operator, the founder, the man who gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, gave my shot in national syndication. That's why the show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Most fan-friendly show in America. Love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can call us at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Now, take note, I have no guest in hour number three coming up in less than an hour. So, on the East Coast, that's 8 o'clock. On the West Coast, that's 5 p.m. And we will take calls during that hour. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And my website, rootforamerica.com. So get ready to call in hour number 3, 833-WAR-TALK. In this hour, it'll be me doing the talking along with Dinesh D'Souza. I interviewed him earlier today, and we'll play that interview in a few minutes. Another great email from one of my fans, Julian. I just get the best ideas are inspired by all my fans. And Julian says, there's no conservative media that's talking about this. There's no conservative politician that's talking about this. Quantify it. Put a number on it. What is the financial impact of the George Floyd violent protests and riots? How many dead and injured? What's the dollar cost? How many businesses destroyed? How many businesses closed for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks? How many dollars lost? How many people lost their jobs? How much does it cost the 15 FBI agents investigating another race hoax against us by this Bubba Wallace? Just like Jussie Smollett. What is the cost of that? It would seem to me, he said, such numbers would inspire people to oppose these left turds even more and turn a few fence sitters. And then he says, how anyone could be undecided is beyond me. But it's no shock to me, he says, that Republicans don't push out this info. Cheers, Julian. Well, Julian, great thoughts. You know, I get so many letters each day, but I tend to read maybe the ideas on one or two of them every week, sometimes three or four of them, but mostly I'd say one to two a week. It's got to be a really good idea for me to read it on the air. Yours is a really good idea. I never thought about that. How much money was lost to coronavirus? Oh, my God. How many trillions were lost because of China's terrible manipulation of the coronavirus situation? But how much money was lost just due to the George Floyd violent protests? Put a dollar figure on it. Billions and billions of dollars. Not trillions, but billions and billions of dollars. Right now, there is a resurgence of COVID. I can't debate that. I know that some amount of it is due to testing. There's no question about that. The reason there's so many people that have it, we're hearing about it, is because there's more testing. But there's also more people that have it. There's no question there's also a resurgence. California reports more than 7,000 cases. Big ever. Texas overloaded with it. Florida overloaded with it. But California, 7,000 cases. I believe that's number one in America. Now, you got to think about this for a minute. New York had it bad. It was so bad. New York, New Jersey, even Connecticut to some extent. But mostly New York and then secondary New Jersey. Chicago and Illinois had it bad. Detroit had it bad. New Orleans had it bad. That was the only exception to, you know, huge, huge Democrat cities where everyone lived together, you know, just jammed on top of another, taking subways. New Orleans isn't really that kind of a city. And Louisiana is a fairly Republican red state. Fairly, not... They do have a Democrat governor. New Orleans, obviously, is a Democrat city with a Democrat mayor. But it's not like New York, and people don't live the way they live in New York. So the only exception is New York, excuse me, is New Orleans. And the reason they had it is because they had Mardi Gras, and that's where it went around, at Mardi Gras. So that's the reason New Orleans got it bad. But in every other opportunity, every other case, it was a true deep blue city with a deep blue Democrat mayor and a deep blue state with a Democrat governor. And California was the exception to the rule. There was very little coronavirus in California on the first go-round. Very little. In March and April and May. So, and they locked down the state maybe more tightly than any state except New York, even though they didn't have it. So can you explain to me why California now has it? And the answer is the riots and the protests and the rallies for Black Lives Matter. Not one Democrat said a word. The Democrat governor never said a word. Gavin Newsom, the mayor, didn't say a word. They let them all protest, and they've caused a massive resurgence of COVID. A resurgence in cities all over the country. And in California, it's not a resurgence because they really never had it bad. Ever. California was never anywhere near the top. And now they've got it bad. And this is just such a great example of what frauds the media are. Just total frauds. Trump gets people together at a, you know, at the Tulsa event, and oh my God, he's going to be spreading COVID. But the Democrat Party said nothing, and leading Democrat politicians said nothing, and mayors said nothing, and governors said nothing, and doctors said nothing, as Black Lives Matter protesters and Antifa protesters got together, close as could be, right next to each other, arm in arm. Thousands upon thousands at every event, all over the United States, but in particular, a lot of events in California. A lot of events in Los Angeles, and I'm sure San Francisco too, but I heard about all the LA ones. And I'm sure that's why there is a massive resurgence of COVID. You know, and the whole American economy hangs in the balance. If there's ever another closure, we're dead. But does it really matter if it's an official closure or a closure by another name? Because isn't that what's happening in Texas? When the governor of Texas says, I'm very scared, it's spreading like wildfire, and you should not leave your house. Isn't that a business closed down without the word business closed down? I mean, the businesses are allowed to stay open, but no one's going to come. There won't be any customers. He says, don't leave the house. And wear a mask every time you leave the house. And I'm sure the governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, who is just pathetic, the worst governor in America, just pathetic, and the worst communication skills of any governor in America, out of 50 governors, the worst. And I'm sure he's coming on today with a press conference. I guarantee you he's going to say masks are now mandatory. So are all the casinos open? Yes. Or most of them. Is most of the strip open? Yes. Are most of the businesses open? Yes. Once you say masks mandatory for everyone, that's it. It's the end of Vegas. Nobody's going to come. Nobody's coming with masks on. Nobody's going to play games. Well, first of all, they already did it. They said masks required to play table games. Nobody's going to come here to wear masks when they play blackjack and roulette and baccarat and everything else they play, craps. Nobody's going to come here and wear masks when they do that. When they get told they have to do that, they're going to leave disgusted. But okay, let's just say they hang out at the pool, they play golf, they have spa treatment, they go to dinner, then they play for 2 hours and they'll wear their mask at the table game. I guess that's possibly livable. But when you start announcing, which I assume he's going to announce tonight, mandatory mask everywhere you go, at that point no one's going to go anywhere. I promise you, they're not going anywhere. No tourists are going to come and Vegas is dead. And it's already in big trouble. No one will tell you how bad it is. I didn't know. You know why I didn't know? Vegas has become this great city where I used to go out every night. I've lived here 20 years, just about 20 years. And for the first 19 years, I went out, or 18 years, I went out at a new strip restaurant every night. Love eating out. Love all the restaurants on the strip. But the last 2 years, I almost never go to the strip because they started charging $20 to $30 for parking. It's not that I can't afford it. It's that I gave my middle finger and said, go screw yourself. You disgusting, greedy, obnoxious pigs. $20 to $30 for parking at a place that's been famous for no charge for parking or your hotel room for the last 50 years, what made Vegas, Vegas. Suddenly your hotel room's $300, $400 a night. And your parking's $30. And then there's the resort fees. You know, your room isn't $330 a night. It's $400 because they tack on another $70. And I told them, it may be working right now, but it's not going to work long term. First of all, the parking, not a single local has ever come to your casinos again. And I was right. It killed them. That's why Wynn undid it. And that's why another one undid it. I forgot which one, but another one undid it. And they all announced it was a giant failure and the locals stopped coming and that was it. And they trained us. We don't need to go to local Vegas casino restaurants anymore. There are so many great locals restaurants in Vegas that I think Vegas has become the best restaurant town in America without the Strip and all their fancy restaurants. So I never go to the Strip anymore. So I didn't know. I didn't know that even though it's open, there's no one there. My buddy, his name is Wayne too. Very successful businessman in town named Wayne. And Wayne flew in this morning and texted me three photos of the Vegas airport. He was the only one at the entire airport. There wasn't one person anywhere in any photo he sent me. At the luggage racks, nobody. He took a picture of like 12 luggage racks going down. Nobody. He said, Wayne, there's more employees at the airport than people. There's nobody here. So now you're going to tell people you got to wear masks. Liberals just don't understand. Nobody's coming here to go on vacation to wear masks. Nobody. You know why men come here? The men come here for strip clubs and bachelor parties to see beautiful women. Women in a mask, we're not coming. End of Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I just sent a text to my board op. I wish I could send a text to all my fans, right? Press a button, everybody gets the same text I'm sharing with Chris O'Sullivan, but it's a picture of the Vegas airport this morning when my buddy arrived, and it shows, you know, the baggage area where you pick up your bags, and it shows, like, you know, eight baggage lanes, and they're all empty. There's nobody there. There's nobody there. So much for rekindling of tourism. By the way, Airbnb's founder gave a interview, I think it was on CNBC this morning. The man who founded Airbnb is a billionaire. And he said, you know, it took us 10 years to build our business into a multi-billion dollar business, and we lost it all in 4 weeks. In four lousy weeks, it's all gone to hell. And he said, it's never coming back. There will never be the same kind of tourism in the United States ever again. Now, he said, I don't mean that travel is gone, because people will still travel, but they're not going to get on airplanes, and they're not going to fly, you know, 10 hours to Tahiti or 12 hours to Europe ever again, he said. It's never going to happen again. You know, not that no one will, but the vast majority of that travel is gone forever. Nobody wants to face the germs. Nobody wants to get sick. They don't want to travel. So what they're all going to do is they're still going to use my Airbnb, and he said, I'm proving it. We're actually very busy in June. But they're all booking a house, not a hotel where you have to be around other guests, a house where it's just you and your family, and it's within a two-hour drive of their home, and it's in the countryside. That's what everybody wants now. And the same thing with what they want to do with where they want to live. Everybody wants to live in the countryside. Everybody wants Mayberry RFD. Nobody wants to live in a city ever again. You live in a nice suburb, or you live in a rural area. You know, or you live in a beautiful vacation area, a ski resort, or a beautiful ranch area. Ranches and farms. Nobody wants to live in a freaking inner city ever again. And you can't tell me that's not good for President Trump. You can't tell me that when the entire silent majority of America, and that includes black people, they don't want to live there either. They want out, man. And that, you know, that's not coronavirus. That's crime. Nobody wants to live in a dangerous inner city anymore. You can't tell me that those people don't tend to be Republican thinkers when they think about safety for their families. Speaking of smart thinkers and safety for you and your family, sponsor of this segment, Strauss Heart Drops. I want all of my fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, conservatism. Got to live a long time. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. They've sold over 1 million bottles of Strauss Heart Drops in Canada, and this is their first foray into the United States on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in America. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Aren't you proud? Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drug. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. One more time, V-T-H-E, powermall.com. Click on Strauss Heart Drops, and then choose cinnamon. That is the flavor to get. So I ended the last segment talking about the fact that yesterday 7,000 people tested positive in California for coronavirus. I think it's a bad trend, but I think it's not as bad as it sounds because, A, more people than ever before in history are testing, so that's why there's more positives. And so many of them have no symptoms of any kind, none. So that's why they didn't know they had it before. Now you know you have it because you test, number one. And number two, it was the protests that spread it. And number three, it just came in now. Some of my listeners don't believe the tests. They think the tests are fraudulent. They think the tests are total frauds. They think you got to, find who gave the test, who manufactured the test, who's got the integrity of the test, make sure that it's actually correct. How do you know Democrats aren't just spreading the fact, just lying about the fact that more people have it when they have no symptoms? So you would know if you have no symptoms, they tell you you've got it. You would know if they're right. You would just believe you really got it. Now you're trapped in your house for 14 days, and the economy comes to a standstill, and that kills Trump for the election. That's what my listeners are sending in. Quite a few of them don't believe the test results. I don't know if I'd go that far. I think that the protest spread coronavirus again. But I think that nobody's getting hospitalized and dying in the old numbers at all. We're not even close. We don't have to bend the curve. There is no curve. Okay? I didn't know anyone with coronavirus the whole March and April. February, March, April, and May. I never knew one person with coronavirus. Not one! Now I know a bunch. And my son has five friends with coronavirus in Texas. And not one of them is badly ill. Not one of them. So to me, believe me, that's a trend. This has become a very weak flu germ. That's it. It is. Everyone gets it. It's contagious. But you're not going to die. And if you're under the age of 70, the odds of dying are zero. Almost zero. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is accusing Democrats. President Trump says Democrats are aiming to weaken the police.
They want to take away a lot of the strength from our police and from law enforcement generally, and we can't live with that.
The president speaking during a press conference while welcoming the president of Poland to the White House. Meanwhile, Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, say the GOP bill does not go nearly far enough.
The Republican majority proposed the legislative equivalent of a fig leaf, something that provides a little cover, but no real change.
The nation's coronavirus hotspots are setting new records again. Florida and Texas both recorded over 5,000 new cases of the respiratory illness in the past day. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state is dealing with a massive outbreak. North Carolina, the latest state to require folks to wear masks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's the communists against the capitalists. I love it.
And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. LibertyHealthShare.org/Wainwright. All right, we got a great guest with us today. Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author, documentary filmmaker. Three of his films are in the top 10 of the highest-grossing political documentaries ever made. Not highest-grossing conservative documentaries, highest-grossing political documentaries of any kind. Author of the new book, The United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It, Dinesh D'Souza, my buddy. Hey, Dinesh, it's War. How are you?
Hey, great to be on the show.
All right. Hey, by the way, I wanted to mention to you that, you know, guys like you and I, great spokesmen for conservatism, but you know what? We're still in our 50s, and I think our party needs an AOC type, and I think we got him last night. I don't know if you saw this Republican, 24 years old, won a Republican primary for U.S. Congress, Madison Cawthorn. Did you check him out, Jeanette?
Well, I saw a little about it on social media. I hear that he's a Trump guy and a smart guy, and so I agree with you completely that we need some fiery young people to step out and make the case. We need to do it too, but we could use some young reinforcements.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy, and he's got a great story, a sad story, but nonetheless a great story. He's a motivational speaker and businessman, 24 years old, not even qualifying for Congress because you got to be 25 until a couple of months from now, and now he goes to the general election paralyzed for life. In a car accident when he was 18 years old and headed to a military academy, and now he's in a wheelchair, but a really handsome guy in a wheelchair, very well-spoken, very fiery pro-Trump Republican, and he beat the person endorsed by Trump and Ted Cruz and Mark Meadows, whose seat it was, and he beat him at the age of 24 in a 12-person race. The guy is quite amazing. So I think we have a new star. I feel good about it, Madison Cawthorn. All right. Let's talk about our star with us today, Dinesh D'Souza. You got a new book. Obviously, socialism and communism is on the attack all over the United States of America. And tell us about the new book, The United States of Socialism. Who is behind it?
Well, the thing is, the socialist left has been emboldened, and they've been emboldened, I think, recently by our passivity and willingness to let them go on the rampage, knock down not just the Confederate monuments, but monuments to Washington and Lincoln and Grant, and the Unknown Soldier, monuments to World War I, and so on. So this is a desecration of the American flag and the American dream. They've also set up their little, you know, socialist commune in Seattle. Again, you know, unobstructed. They've fenced out the police. They have, you need to show your revolutionary credentials before you can get in. There are no constitutional liberties in that zone. People are eating, you know, off the ground and living in tents. There's stabbings and murders without cops being able to do a normal investigation. So all of America, in my opinion, would start to look like this if we became the United States of Socialism.
And obviously what you're seeing with riots and looting, you know, look, I'm the biggest Trump fan in the world, but I've been a little disappointed lately because he doesn't seem to step in. He doesn't seem actively engaged. He hasn't given national speeches like he did about COVID. There should be national press conferences. Is it a president's job, Dinesh, to get involved and stop America from statues toppling and stores burning and stores looted and cops getting shot? I want Trump to get engaged against these socialist communist thugs.
Well, I do too, and I think the time has come, because until now, Trump even said in the rally, you know, that he had been advised that he should let this fester because it's a kind of glaring exhibit of what happens in Democratic-run cities when you put the left in charge. And I think that may be true, but the fact is also that we have constitutional liberties. I mean, right now in the Seattle Autonomous Zone, their constitutional freedoms have been suspended, and the police have been retreated. They've cleared out the precinct. So if the mayor and the governor have no intention of enforcing the United States as a land of constitutional liberty, then I think it is time for the federal government to step in.
Now, polls today, and we're talking to Dinesh D'Souza. He's got a new book out. Great friend, obviously, and great brand of conservatism. His new book out is called The United States of Socialism. Who's behind it? Why it's evil? How to stop it? I've always had a theory, and I don't think it's my theory. I mean, you hear it everywhere. I think it's a bunch of billionaire globalists, and I think George Soros is leading the list. When you say who's behind it in your book, do you name names? Is George Soros on your list? I've always felt he's bankrolling, the main bankroller of all of this. There are others, but I've always thought Soros. What do you say?
Well, I mean, Soros is one of the bankrollers of it, as is Bloomberg, by the way. But, you know, Obama's behind it, too. I mean, who do you think gave the order on Flynn for the hit on Flynn and Trump? There was a White House meeting. I mean, it's inconceivable that Strzok and Page and Comey and Mueller and all these guys acted on their own. No. Somebody directed them, and the question, the only open question is whether justice will make its way all the way to the top. Obama's behind it. Now, the academia is behind it. The media is behind it. Hollywood is behind it. It's important to realize the left has these giant megaphones. And when we look at these, you know, young, ignorant morons, you know, spray painting statues that they couldn't even identify, we've got to realize that who's put them up to it? Well, their professors have. Their professors have poisoned them against free markets and capitalism. Their professors have sold them on socialism. So academia is the theory and Antifa is the practice.
It looks pretty bad. I mean, you know, I'm a very positive guy. I think I've, you know, been very successful on radio and TV, Dinesh, because I always have a positive attitude and uplift people up. I'm not that positive nowadays. I'm not sure America's going to make it. I'm not sure. I'm not saying I'm sure that isn't going to make it, but it's a 50-50 crapshoot at this point. If Trump isn't reelected, I don't believe we make it. If Trump is reelected, then I think the odds go up dramatically that he could turn things around in his second term. But at this moment in time, are you certain that America wins this battle?
I am optimistic it wins the battle. I'm hopeful it wins the battle. If I had to bet on it, I bet that Trump will be reelected and we will win the battle. But we might actually be through some difficult times nevertheless. And here's what I mean. The left tried impeachment. That didn't work. Now they hoped the virus would save them. You know, the virus became their political ally. That didn't even quite work. So now they're going all out. And they're kind of relying on the fact that the Republicans are the party of the nice guys, and they're expecting us to be invertebrate and let them go on their rampages unmolested. Now, if Trump wins, they will go even more berserk. And so we might be far from Trump's re-election settling the issue. It might be the opening of a new front against a new form of craziness.
Yes.
And we just need some of the toughness of Abraham Lincoln, who was a moderate man but recognized that he was in an immoderate situation.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I'm very certain Trump is going to be reelected, but it's certainly far from 100%. But I'd put the odds at 70-30. I believe he'll be reelected, you know, because of the Electoral College. I'm not delusional, not because of the popular vote. But if he wins, I think the mess gets worse for a while. I just think because it's his second term, and he never has to worry about being reelected again, and he doesn't need to impress a single voting group, I think he does whatever he thinks is right with no concern about politics, and so he's going to crack down on these knuckleheads. That would be my guess.
Well, the important thing is that over 8 years, a country does get transformed. I mean, I saw it with Reagan. America was a very different country in 1988 than it was in 1980. And not to mention the fact that that Reagan tide even continued in the 90s. I mean, Bill Clinton was pulled by it. I would say the Reagan era, in a sense, only ended in 2008 with Obama's election. And Obama represented the gangsterization of the Democratic Party, along with Hillary and many others. And ultimately, that's what we have to undo. We can't push forward as a country without stopping these paramilitaries on the street and without stopping the machinations of the deep state. Those are two obstacles that Trump can and must defeat.
All right, so I saw a news story out today that there are FBI notes from Peter Strzok, And we're talking to Dinesh D'Souza. He's got a great new book out. It is called United States of Socialism. Who's behind it? Why it's evil? How to stop it? And I saw those FBI notes by Peter Strzok just released have something to do with proof that Obama ordered all of it. Obama and Biden was in the room on the day it was ordered. No surprise to me. No shocker. But I guess my question for you, Dinesh, do you really believe that you could ever indict a former president of the United States? Do you ever think that could happen? Because so far they haven't even indicted low-level people in the Obama administration. Could we ever work our way up to Obama? Does this country have the brass balls to do that?
I mean, that is the open question. So far, Attorney General Barr has indicated that he is sort of not willing to do that, and that Obama and Biden are sort of, you know, beyond the pale. They're not going to be touched, and maybe it's going to be all the other guys. We don't know. We'll find out when Durham brings forth his indictments. But let's say he brings forth these indictments, and the guys he indicts say, listen, you know, we're willing to bargain. We're going to tell you who told us to do this. Then what? I mean, then do we still say, oh, no, we're not going to put this man in handcuffs because, you know, he's above it. He's above the law, really. I mean, the Clintons have been above the law. They've been one step ahead of the posse for 30 years. So I think this has got to stop at some point. If there was a lawless attempt to obstruct an incoming president, that's got to be paid for. I mean, Nixon tried to do that in his own clumsy way, and look what happened to him. So I don't see any reason in principle why Obama shouldn't be indicted and why he shouldn't be taken away in handcuffs.
Yeah, the only principle, Dinesh, is he's a Democrat. Liberals get away with anything. That's the principle. They run the courts, and they run the DAs and the prosecutors and the Justice Department, and all the bad guys are running things. That's the problem. Dinesh D'Souza's new book, United States of Socialism. Who's behind it? Why it's evil? How to stop it? Great friend of the show, good man. Dinesh D'Souza, have a great day.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, right here on Raw and Unfiltered USA Radio Network. I wanted to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. And that is Dr. Nancy Wolf, Conscious Matrix. Perfect book at the perfect time for you. Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA. You know what that means? A lot of people don't know what emeritus means. It means she taught for 30 years at UCLA, and she's not teaching there anymore. But because you taught for 30 years, they give you the title of professor for life. She studied and taught about the human mind. You know, Alan Dershowitz, I'm a big fan of his. And he's a professor emeritus at Harvard Law School. I guess that means he no longer teaches there, but he taught there for so many years, he became like a part of their law school. And his name is synonymous with their law school. So they made him a professor emeritus, meaning you're for life a Harvard professor. So Nancy Wolf's a UCLA for life psychology professor and studied the human mind her whole life. And she says she understands what's happening now and what's going to happen and stop worrying because we're going to win. She says, our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and our souls. We're literally pre-wired to win, to be the greatest nation in world history, to be the most exceptional people in world history. She says, together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We're literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com, Conscious Matrix, or go to Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf at LibertyHillPublishing.com. So, one of the things that drives me crazy is when Trump gets held to a different standard than everybody else. And it happens every single day, probably every hour of every day. Everything Trump has ever done that they've turned, Democrats and liberals, have turned into a life or death thing. Oh, my God, he's got to be impeached. Oh, my God, that Ukrainian phone call. That's all Obama has ever done in his life. In his entire 8 years as president, that's all Obama did, I guarantee you, was talk to world leaders and literally tell them, you know what, I'm going to extort you, but I won't be the one who does it. Speak to Hillary a little later today. This guy extorted everybody. This guy got things in return for everything he ever did. No one ever thought anything of it. And no one ever released a phone call in history. I've never heard a phone call of Obama with a world leader in my whole life. Matter of fact, I made that demand at one point. You all think you know what Trump said in the phone call. What did Obama say to the Palestinian Authority? What did Obama say to ISIS? What did Obama say to other Muslim world leaders about Jews and Israel and the United States? What did Obama say to the mullahs of Iran? What did Obama say to the king of Saudi Arabia about America? We all know he publicly, not even privately in a phone call, publicly ran around the world and apologized for everything America ever did. Can you imagine what he said privately? If you ever got a hold of a phone call of Obama, I think it would be something like this. Yeah, America's a racist nation. Yeah, America's entire foundation is built on filth. We're all terrible, a bunch of white men who just destroyed the world, raped the world. So, yeah, I know, Mr. Saudi Arabian King, you are the good people, and we're the bad people. And we're a Christian nation, and we got to end that. We got to end that now. And we got so many Jews in America, and it's so unfair because Muslims are, you know, so much better. I grew up in a Muslim country, Indonesia, and I'm on your team. And so don't worry, we're going to punish Israel real good. And we're going to take your side, Iran. And oh, by the way, we're going to hand you back hundreds of billions of dollars. Speak to John Kerry, because we got to get our cut. That's a typical Obama conversation that you've never heard, and you never will hear. But everything Trump speaks about gets leaked, and you get to hear it. How can you be a world leader and your conversations get leaked? Why don't you put the leakers in prison for the rest of their lives, smashing big rocks and turning them into little rocks? How can you run a country or a government when you know every word you say is going to be leaked? Trump talks to Putin, and every word could come out. Could any of them be as bad as Obama saying to the president of Russia, tell Vladimir that after I get reelected, I'll do whatever he wants. I'll have freedom to do whatever I want, whatever he wants at that point. Could anyone roll up a white flag any worse than that? What was he trying to say there? That he was going to sell America down the river? Once he got reelected, he never had to face election again? He would sell us all down the river for his communist buddy, Vladimir? You know what Saul Alinsky wrote, right? Rules for Radicals. His main rule was, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. So Obama looked in the mirror, he's a communist, or maybe I should say he was a communist. He was out to sell out the United States of America. His buddy would be the head of a communist nation like Russia. His buddy would be a Putin. And he would actually say to the president of Russia, tell Vladimir, as soon as I'm reelected, we'll do anything he wants. Why would he want to curry favor with Vladimir? What was he getting in return? What was Putin giving Obama? What was he promising Obama? What was Obama asking for? What was Hillary asking for? What was John Kerry asking the mullahs of Iran for? How much money were they peeling off of American deals and contracts and foreign aid for themselves and running it through, in my opinion, the Clinton Foundation? I believe the Clinton Foundation was where they washed all their dirty money. That's why it was based offshore. I'd love to hear an Obama conversation, let me tell you. You'd be shocked. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.